we invite you to tune in to our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Living for Christ. Today's meditation was written by Pastor S.D. Abraham. We shall take our Bible reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may be paid back according to what he has done while in the body, whether good or evil. I have just read from the New Living Translation. Many believers go through life without ever realizing that God has specific assignments for them here on earth. They may profess faith but live only for themselves, pursuing personal dreams, goals, and ambitions with little or no consideration for God's eternal purpose. Sadly, such lives may appear successful outwardly but lack true power and value before God. God does not reward us based on how much we've done, but based on how faithfully we fulfilled what He assigned to us. Living for Christ is far more rewarding than living for self. When your life becomes aligned with Christ's purpose, everything you go through, your experiences, relationships, victories, and even trials, begins to serve a divine agenda. Life becomes meaningful, joyful, and eternally significant. See Romans 8:28-14:17. Those who truly live for Christ walk in a rare authority. Like Apostle Paul, they gain mastery over fear and uncertainty, and even over death itself. Paul said, "For me, to live is Christ." His entire life was about fulfilling Christ's purpose. This is the true calling of every believer. See 2 Corinthians 5:15. Paul could not die before his time, and was the one who determined whether he would remain with the saints or go to be with the Lord. When his job was done, then he could die. Go into today with the awareness that one day you will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Live each day in light of eternity, faithful, focused, and fruitful. Prayer. Lord Jesus, help me to live for you. Teach me to walk in your purpose so that my life will be pleasing to you and worthy of eternal reward. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Psalms 54 through 56. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next.
Psalm 54, for the director of music with stringed instruments, a Maskil of David, when the Ziphites had gone to Saul and said, "Is not David hiding among us?"
Save me, O God, by your name. Vindicate me by your might. Hear my prayer, O God. Listen to the words of my mouth. Arrogant foes are attacking me. Ruthless people seek my life. People without regard for God. Surely God is my help. The Lord is the one who sustains me. Let evil record on those who slander me. And your faithfulness destroy them. I will sacrifice a freewill offering to you. I will praise your name, Lord, for it is good. You have delivered me from all my troubles, and my eyes have looked in triumph on my foes.
Psalm 55, for the director of music with stringed instruments, a Maskil of David.
Listen to my prayer, O God. Do not ignore my plea. Hear me and answer me. My thoughts trouble me, and I am distraught because of what my enemy is saying. Because of the threats of the wicked, for they bring down suffering on me and assail me in their anger. My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death have fallen on me. Fear and trembling have beset me. Horror has overwhelmed me. I said, "Oh, that I had the wings of a dove. I would fly away and be at rest. I would flee far away and stay in the desert. I would hurry to my place of shelter, far from the tempest and storm. Lord, confuse the wicked. Confound their words. For I see violence and strife in the city. Day and night they prowl about on its walls. Malice and abuse are within it. Destructive forces are at work in the city. Threats and lies never leave its streets. If an enemy were insulting me, I could endure it. If a foe were rising against me, I could hide. But it is you, one like myself, my companion, my close friend, with whom I once enjoyed sweet fellowship at the house of God as we walked about among the worshipers. Let death take my enemies by surprise. Let them go down alive to the realm of the dead, for evil finds lodging among them. As for me, I call to God, and the Lord saves me. Evening, morning, and noon, I cry out in distress, and he hears my voice. He rescues me unharmed from the battle waged against me, even though many oppose me. God, who is enthroned from of old, who does not change, he will hear them and humble them, because they have no fear of God. My companion attacks his friends. He violates his covenant. His talk is smooth as butter, yet war is in his heart. His words are more soothing than oil, yet they are drawn swords. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. But you, God, will bring down the wicked into the pit of decay. The bloodthirsty and deceitful will not live out half their days. But as for me, I trust in you.
Psalm 56, for the director of music, to the tune of A Dove on Distant Oaks, of David, a Mictan, when the Philistines had seized him in Gath.
Be merciful to me, my God, for my enemies are in hot pursuit. All day long they press their attack. My adversaries pursue me all day long. In their pride, many are attacking me. When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you, in God, whose word I praise. In God I trust, and I'm not afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? All day long they twist my words. All their schemes are for my ruin. They conspire, they lurk. They watch my steps, hoping to take my life. Because of their wickedness, do not let them escape. In your anger, God, bring the nations down. Record my misery. List my tears on your scroll. Are they not in your record? Then my enemies will turn back when I call for help. By this, I will know that God is for me. In God, whose word I praise. In the Lord, whose word I praise. In God I trust and am not afraid. What can mere human beings do to me? I am under vows to you, my God. I will present my thank offerings to you. For you have delivered me from death and my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before God in the light of life.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.